the grain exchange back in the 40s and 50s was probably made up of 100 members, 100 plus, I guess, all of whom would come together at the opening of market on the trading floor to either trade cash grain or trade futures, futures being their hedging of grain they had purchased or sold in the country. In order to do this, of course, there were 7 or 8, 9 cash grain brokers on the trading floor. There'd probably be 30 or so futures brokers standing in either the barley pit, wheat pit at the time. The activity could be certainly, depending on market conditions, could be rather exciting. Futures trades, the buying and selling of the futures, was always recorded visually to those on the trading floor through a price board system, in that when a trade was made, it was reported to the board marker, and then that was immediately shown on written onto this marketing board.
In chalk?
In chalk, in those days. Now that eventually became electronic and was done automatically as the trades were spoken out and spoken through. It would automatically relate up onto this pneumatic board.